another original podcast from OFM, the sound of your life.
The one and only Philip Phillips with Unpack Your Heart, only on OFM, the sound of your life. Still great music coming up next. But right now we're in Parys, it's the Flower Festival, and I'm yet to talk to the CEO of the Free State Gambling, Liquor and Tourism Authority, which is Mr. Kenny Dichabe. How are you, sir?
My brother, I'm very well, and yourself?
I am glad that you are great. Beautiful day, by the way, the Flower Festival.
Listen, when you pray hard, like we did this year, you get beautiful weather. And this is what we have.
No, I'm glad that it's amazing like this. I wish I wore shorts so that I can be able to enjoy the weather properly.
Listen, this is a summer feeling. It's a lifestyle event. We could not have asked for better weather.
All right. No, I'm glad. Okay, now getting straight into the matter at hand. We're talking the Flower Festival in general. Now, being involved in such a big initiative, what is the importance of having such an event?
Look, you see, as a province, we part of a mandate as an entity. Obviously, we are Free State Gambling, Liquor and Tourism Authority. So the tourism part means we are the destination marketing agency of the province. It is our role to take the province and sell it as a, you know, tourist attraction or tourist destination of choice. Because remember, we compete with 8 other provinces.
Yes.
So in tourism, obviously, you have different segments. So what we're trying to do, this is events tourism, as it were. Now we're using this platform to market the 5 routes. We've packaged the province into 5 routes. Now you are today, South Africa, Free State is in the Lion Route today, Fezile-Dabie District. So the importance is to use this event for both international tourists and both for, you know, local tourism. Even as it were, Kasi tourism, local tourism. So this is basically one of the platforms that we use to market not only the Lion Route, but to market our 5 routes using the Flower Festival as a platform.
Now, talking about the routes themselves, if you can break them down, they are marked in different colors, from your green, red, orange, yellow, blue, and I'm sure that they will be going to different routes as well. Can you give us the overview of the name of the cities representing each route?
Listen, maybe let's do it this way. You get the 5 routes, or you get the 5 districts in terms of municipal demarcation.
Yes.
Now, what we did was, you cannot sell districts to a tourist sitting in the Netherlands or in the UK, USA, wherever. So we needed to look at, you know, what is a creative way that we can use to package the province for purposes of attracting tourists to our province. So if I'll take this route as an example, this is Fezile-Dabie District. But we went around and we looked at what is it that is unique in this particular district, so that we can package the district and create a platform that will, and you know, encompass everybody, every product owner, every destination product in this particular district. And we found that there were a lot of lion sanctuaries, big cat sanctuaries in this area. So it became, you know, a no-brainer to call it the Lion Route. And I'll take you to Mangaung. You know, when we get to Mangaung, the home of the cheetah, the history is, you know, it's overtold. What used to happen back in the day there, you know, cheetahs roaming around, and we thought that is a unique selling point of that particular district or metro, and we call it the cheetah route. And I'll take you to the Gariep. You go to the Gariep, flatland, open skies. What do you find in South Africa? One animal that you find everywhere in the country. It is the springbok. So it makes sense to call it the Springbok Route. And you go to the goldfields, the Lejwe-Liputswa district. We looked in that area, so you would know, just after Virginia, Bothaville, just on the right-hand side, if you're driving to the northwest, you'll find there's a mine dam there. It is the only place in this province where you find the flamingo. Made sense. It is the one unique thing about that area. What do you call that route? The Flamingo Route. Then you go to the Eastern Free State, mountains, rivers, open skies again, which is our hallmark, is the open skies. Drive, self-drive, destination. So if you get there, in every mountainous area, what do you find? Makes no sense. The only thing that you find is the eagle. So it makes sense to call it the Eagle Route.
Yes.
So, and that's pretty much the 5 routes that we have. Now, we called it the Free State Big 5 because everywhere in the world, if you sitting in the Netherlands, if people say Big Five, you think Africa, you can't find it anywhere else. So we needed to leverage on a platform that's already there, but use it for our own benefit. And that's why we call it the Free State Big Five. And that's the value proposition. That's how we sell the province.
Mr. Kenny, you know, due to time, I wish I can have so much more that we can talk about. You gave us such a great overview of the Flower Festival. I really have to say thank you to you. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the day. But one last word from you to the OFM listener. Give them a reason why they should be here today.
Listen, for everybody who loves a good time and everybody who loves unique things and family, you know, family events, because oftentimes we hold these things but we can't bring, it's only us, you know, it's the adults, the kids must stay back. This is a family event. It's a free event. Government invests a lot of money in this, but they give it back to you for free. If you really want a good time, we know the carnivals all over the world. This is the South African version of any carnival that you find anywhere in the world.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kenny, and hope you have an amazing day.
Thank you very much. Never tired. South Africa, OFM, Free State, we waiting. Come on.
He ended it in quite a high note. The CEO of the Free State Gambling, Liquor and Tourism Authority. We're right about now. More music coming up.
Another original podcast from OFM. The sound of your life.